Our next presenter representing Arkansas is Colonel Conrad Reynolds. Colonel, come on up.
All right. Colonel, we'll have you sit right over there with that mic.
Get this mic.
Get that mic there, yep.
All right. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you here, and we'll get to your state. There it is, the beautiful state of Arkansas, right next to me there in Memphis, as you know. And who cares? There's the big lie versus the truth, if we need a quick reminder of that. Okay, let's go to this one, ES&S.
Absolutely. Can I say a couple things
first?
I want to let people know.
By the way, you're a retired colonel, and you were in military intelligence.
I spent 30 years in the Army, and I was in Army intelligence.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Loved every minute of it.
Isn't it interesting that you were in military service, worked with a lot of different alphabet agencies in your service, and here we have the national security issue of voting machines.
Voting machines. And so I'm the face of election integrity in Arkansas. We're a solid red state. You're probably wondering why I'm in this seat. Let me tell you, I ran for Congress, so I think I have standing here. I ran for Congress in the 2nd District. In May, I was beaten by a gentleman who's a rhino, who basically said the 2020 election was not stolen. Liz Cheney is his best friend. She came and campaigned for him in 2020. And he said that President Trump's words on January 6th were unforgivable. And this is a guy in a red state that beat me by 58-42. So I said, that's impossible. That cannot be, because thousands of people contacted me and said, this is not what we saw across our state. And so I said, you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. All of our polling shows that I was ahead. How is it possible? So that's what got me really involved. And we started looking at the history of Arkansas. And again, we're a solid red state. We have a Republican governor, a Republican, all the constitutional officers. Are Republicans. We have the majority, a supermajority in the House. We have a supermajority in the Senate. And all of our congressmen and our two senators are Republican. How could it happen in Arkansas? So that's why I'm here.
Now, your machines are ES&S?
We have ES&S. And I started looking at the ES&S machines. We've had them for over 14 years in my state. All 75 counties have ES&S machines. We've basically given over our complete election process to a private company. And we don't even know who owns it. Mm-hmm. If you go and look, no one knows who actually are the investors in the McCarthy group that own ES&S. Something that we need to look at, and I think that ought to be a disqualifier at the very get-go. But let me get through the slides, because I know my time is running out. We got a couple of things here. All right, so the very first slide with the laptop. We wanted to go to the counties in my district. We have 8 counties, and we thought, well, let's start off by going to each of the county clerks. Let's find out what they know. Let's pull the cast vote record, for those of you know what that is, the CVR, and the upload file. Simple reports to pull off the ES&S machines. Do you realize that not one county clerk, not one knew how to do it? They've never been asked. 14 years, they've never been asked for these basic records. The reason is because they didn't have a manual, let's put it that way. They have never been taught how to pull these records. So we made a little two-sheet do it. We went to one of the machines, had one of the county clerks that were helping us. We allowed us to take pictures, which is pretty legal, and show them, like, you point the clicker here, point the clicker there, in order to be able to get the report and send it to us. Apparently, that report made it somehow back to ES&S. I don't know how. And they contacted our Secretary of State and said, we got a problem. You've got a computer down in one of these counties, and somebody's got access to it. You need to do something about it. So the Secretary of State's office sent 2 people down to this individual and confiscated her county computer, her ES&S county computer. And so they had to be hardened, and the soft drive, the password needed to be changed. I don't know what that means, but it tells me somebody is scared of something. So they did that. The next thing that's unexplained, and I told you that I lost in May of this year, I had over 100,000 votes. It came out of nowhere. We had almost as many votes in our primary than we did in 2016, when we had President Trump, when we had Cruz, we had Rubio, everybody running. And we had almost as many for no apparent reason. Now, in Arkansas, y'all have to understand, we have open primaries, which means that if you go in to vote, you can say Democrat ballot or Republican ballot. This year, we had way more Republican ballots. And they said, well, it's because the Democrats crossed over and they decided to vote. So we want to close our primaries. We want to close them to just registered Republicans. And not one Republican who's elected right now is screaming for that. Think about that for a second. Not one of the people in our state now are screaming, saying, hey, we need to close these primaries so we can ensure that people that are being elected in the primary are speaking for the Republican Party. They're not doing that. So I think that raises another flag for me. The other one, so we're not getting a lot of help from the establishment, and it's no secret that all establishment Republicans won in the primary, all of them.
So no America First candidates?
None. Not
all
one.
The whole
all
state.
And they did it without. They did it without. Guess what? A runoff. Some of them had five people running against them. In my race, it was just me against Mr. Hill. But in our Senate race, we had three people running against John Bozeman, who's our sitting U.S. Senator. He won with over 58%. And Mr. Hill won with 58%.
Oh, really?
Exactly, right? I got 42. So the point is that there's enough there because no one can explain to me why we had 100,000 extra votes. No one can tell us that. And we're afraid that the voter rolls are not absolutely correct. In fact, Judicial Watch threatened to sue Arkansas if they didn't get their voter logs right. I know we're about out of time.
That's right. How about this last one here?
The last one is Pulaski County. There's some people here from Pulaski County. I thought it was very interesting what happened there. We had 71 patriots who came in and took over the county committee, right? They got in because they wanted to make a difference because they saw what was going on in the establishment party. They got in. They did everything right. They had elections. They were supposed to be the delegates, 71 of them, delegates to our state convention. 2 days before the convention, the establishment Republicans signed a letter saying that the election was not done correctly and that they should be disqualified. And they disqualified all of them. So none of them could go to the state convention. They held them out, I think in Nebraska, right? Held them out so that they couldn't get in and they could not vote. We've got a problem. We've got a problem in the state of Arkansas, but we're going to fix it. I just started an organization called the Arkansas Voter Integrity Initiative, and we're going to do our best to get close primaries, get rid of the machines. The machines have to go. We can no longer trust the machines. And so we got to push that, every one of us.
And here's some of your roadblocks.
That's it. What's that?
Here's some of your roadblocks.
That's the roadblocks. I'm going through them already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, inflated rows. The middle one, they're on legal. If we're trying to find a really good legal team that will help us. We just started the last couple of months. But if there's anybody who would like to help, see me after this. I'd love to bring you on because we're going to have some legal challenges here in the next few weeks. And we're trying to get a Senate hearing on what we have found out and what we're looking at. We're already doing some pretty interesting stuff with some of the folks that are sitting in this room with our numbers analysis on each precinct. We're not locking what we see. We think that we're going to be able to prove that there was malfeasance. I don't know on whose side, but we're going to find out.
Tell us about some of your victories.
What's that?
Tell us about some of your victories.
Well, the victory here is in Crawford County. We've got, this is your old style type problems in primaries or any election. What we had is absentee ballots that were not properly taken care of. The chain of custody was broken. One of the election officials, their brother, took the ballots home and apparently fixed them, we think. Allegedly, and amazingly, the race for a state rep seat hinged on those six votes, and the other person who was not the MAGA person won. So that is a lawsuit that's ongoing right now, but we think we've got a lot bigger problems in Arkansas, and I think anybody who has any of these machines, we have to be diligent, we have to stand together, and we've got to get a populist movement. We've got to get people excited about changes because most people have no clue. What I do is I bring out my iPhone when I talk to people. I know we got to go. But I bring out my iPhone and I go, who in this room understands how this iPhone works? And they go, some people, and I say, you really know how it works? If I told you that somebody could turn this on from another part of the world, it'd be a problem. It'd be a problem. And they can do it, even though you can't prove it. I get the cut. Got to go.
Yeah. Thank you. Conrad Reynolds, join us in thanking him. Also, thank you for your service. Appreciate it.